It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Last year's attack in Mumbai has led investigators to Chicago. That's where they found an American named David Coleman Headley, who allegedly helped to plan the Mumbai assault. The attackers targeted hotels, cafes, and a train station in the Indian city. By the time they were caught or killed, more than 160 people were dead. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Unsealed court documents charged that Headley provided reconnaissance work for the Mumbai attack. He was working with a Pakistani terrorist group called Lashkar-e-Taiba. He was trained in their camps as far back as 2002. And a full 3 years before the Mumbai attacks, he allegedly started conducting reconnaissance on possible targets there. Among other things, prosecutors say Headley took a number of boat rides along the coast of Mumbai to scout possible landing places for the attackers. The 10 men who eventually carried out the plot ended up sneaking into Mumbai by sea. Headley also allegedly provided Lashkar-e-Taiba with videotapes and maps of a number of the eventual targets, including the Taj Mahal Hotel, the Leopold Cafe, and a Mumbai train station.
We need to take Lashkar-e-Taiba more seriously in terms of how we view Lashkar-e-Taiba as an organization.
Don Rassler is an associate at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center.
One of the scary components of the David Headley case is that we see Lashkar-e-Taiba has a global infrastructure and network that reaches in the United States.
And that it can find Americans to join its ranks. This has happened before. In 2004, there was the so-called Virginia paintball case. That's the one in which a number of men were spotted shooting paintballs as part of a training exercise for an attack. They had a connection to Lashkar-e-Taiba as well. In that case, some of the men convicted trained at the group's camps. The Headley case is seen as more serious. Rassler says the new worry for counterterrorism officials is that Headley shows that regional terrorist groups are thinking bigger. For example, Lashkar-e-Taiba has historically focused on a local issue, the disputed area of Kashmir. Headley is cooperating with investigators and could provide new insight into the group's expanding operations. The FBI sent a team of investigators to India over the weekend. They've been briefing India's intelligence officials on what they've learned from Headley. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.